SB Pod is presented by QuickBooks. New business? No problem. Success starts with Intuit QuickBooks. Learn more at QuickBooks.com. Welcome in. It's SB Pod. Stanford Steve alongside. Did you save anything for this one, or did you just give it all up to the bear on your podcast earlier?
No, we just unwind the bear and let him go on this podcast. He's got so many nuggets and built his own database when it comes to March Madness.
Wow. But he's also probably firing on like the eighth at Aqueduct.
Oh, no doubt. But I don't think he took any timeouts today. So he is locked and loaded. He hit Cam Smith and the players. So
did he?
Yeah, he was fired up with that one.
How about that tournament? That was so much fun. That event, I used to not like it. And
you played that course.
No big deal.
You birdied 17, right?
I didn't. It was that on Saturday, it was absolute mayhem there. And the wind is howling. And Brandel Chamblee on the Golf Channel, who I happen to really like, I think he's brilliant. I think he's kind of polarizing. There's people that don't like him. I thought he was acting like 17 was an affront to the game. And it's like, big fella, come on, man. It's one windy day. It's typically a wedge. Okay. It was watching Scottie Scheffler, who had won two of the last three tournaments, step out of the shot, step in and hit it like a hosel rocket. It's like 40 yards right of the green. And watching Koepka hit a balloon ball in the wind and just laugh. I get it. It was a mess for about 4 hours.
I was just glad the leaderboard changed, because like I never knew if I was watching it live or I was watching a replay, if play was suspended.
Or what round you're watching.
What day was it?
Right. What round are we watching? I took a little nibble on Hoagie, and I mean, it was fun because Sunday he's right there, and you'll realize, oh, wait, there's still like 36 holes to go.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, but it's really only Thursday evening.
Right. You think, oh, we're close to winning. No, you're not. It's a long way to the finish line. But just back to the sort of 17th and where you fall in it. Look, it is an island green, and you open yourself up to, if you encounter 40-mile-an-hour winds, you might have to do what Justin Thomas did and hit a 6-iron into it. But that dude put on a show on Saturday. He didn't bogey a hole. Neither did Bubba Watson, which is incredible because Bubba's got so much imagination. I don't know how Bubba got around the way he did without a bogey. Neither did Justin Thomas. There were ways to do it. You know, there were ways to get on that green. You just had to hit a dead on the screws and make sure you had to be. It was a ball striker's day, Steve.
I was just happy because when I golf or golf with friends, it's usually swing expletive.
Sure.
Swing expletive. Right. And you saw that at TPC. So that was good. Did. It was good to see. I like seeing it.
I was watching that in and around the conference tournaments, which were awesome. It's a shame the committee didn't see them. They don't matter. To quote Barry Melrose, at all. I mean, Tennessee. So help me out. Kentucky was in line to get a one if they won the SEC. That's what I heard. Okay. And then Tennessee beat them start to finish. And then Tennessee won the SEC. And then Tennessee got a 3, which was what they were going to get before the weekend started. So they beat the team that was in line to be a 1 if they won and got nothing out of it. Iowa was supposedly, or is it supposedly? It's my favorite word that people get totally wrong. I think people use a B more than they use IVE. Supposedly, Iowa was a 5. They went to Indy, they win the whole thing, and they're still a 5. Uh-huh. Now, you and I were talking off air Monday night. And Tennessee fans, I get being angry.
Yeah.
I'd be angry too. I mean, you can put the metrics side by side with Duke, and you should be the 2. But let me tell you what, you wouldn't want to be the 2 in the West. You wouldn't want that path. So
I wouldn't want the 2 in the East. I'd rather be the 3 in the South.
I mean, Nova's a team that already spanked them once this year. So, I mean, it ain't like it's easy. I look at the West and I think, good gaggly goo. That is. Here's what I want to do.
Let's do it.
Sort of some ways to talk about each region. And what I want to do is this. I want to know the game you want to see. Mm-hmm. Could be at any point in the region. Could be early. I don't care. I want to know a double-digit seed you think can advance.
Okay.
And I want to start in the West.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you the game I want to see. I want to see Gonzaga play Texas Tech. Texas Tech's defense under Coach Adams this year is real. Mm-hmm. Defense is about wanting to do it. They're about it, man. They got a bunch of guys. They have length. They're a bunch of dogs out there that get after you defensively. And Gonzaga has more talent, but I think a game where that talent has to go up against it, against what Texas Tech can bring at you, that's the game I want to see in that region.
I feel like I saw it already when they played, but hey, things change. I want to see UConn and Arkansas. I just feel like it'll be as hotly contested as there is. When you look at the dynamic of both teams and how they compete on each end, I just feel like that's a game where I've said it all year. I feel like those are two teams. If they could go on a run, they could win a national championship. They could definitely go to Final Four, and that West is loaded, but that's a really good game. I just feel like something's going to get tricky there. And I've said this, Scott, this bracket as a whole is the hardest I've ever had to fill out in my life. Everywhere you look, and this is a big part of it. The West, like, who does Gonzaga play in the Sweet 16 in the Elite Eight? Because I think it could be a bunch of different teams.
I agree. But the other thing I wanted to do in each region was, who's a double-digit seed that you believe could advance to the second weekend? And I'm suggesting that Arkansas game you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen if Coach Becker and Vermont beat them.
Okay.
Vermont, now, is part of it their league? Sure. Defensively, they can guard. They don't give up a ton of points. They give up in the like low 60s, I want to say it is. They got a couple of guys, Ryan Davis, Ben Shungu, can score it, like, mm-hmm. and could score it in any league. And this is a team that's familiar with winning games. They cruised in their league, and they're only getting 5, man. Like, there's some numbers that tell you the respect that these double-digit seeds are getting.
Yep.
And, I mean, shout to Russillo, shout to Coach Becker, who I know someone I like a lot. Am I letting that influence me? Honestly, I'm not. I'm just, I forced myself to take a double-digit seed, and I looked at this one, I thought about Davidson. You saw him with your own eyes last week against Michigan State.
Yeah.
I wonder about that, and then they'd have to beat Duke. So that's why I said no. I figured if Vermont's able to beat Arkansas, which is asking a lot, mm-hmm. I think they could knock out Connecticut, New Mexico State. So I'm saying Vermont's my team from the West that I think could make the second weekend. Who you got?
I'm going to take Rutgers. I know they were great at home this year, and that's probably why they got in. And people that compare the numbers and all that are mad because they have good wins, but their metrics stink.
They got horrible losses earlier in the year, but who can you beat? They demonstrated who they could beat.
And Bama's a team I just can't trust. I look at what they've looked like down the stretch. I mean, you get a shot clock violation against LSU with 4, you know, late in the game in front of your own bench. And then what you look like against Vanderbilt, that second half, I can't trust that. I've seen it with Rutgers. I know they're going to defend. Point guard play is probably an issue. But I think they have enough to overcome that. And I would just take that toughness. If you're looking for a double digit, that's who I would roll with in that bracket.
So that's the West.
Mm-hmm.
That's the West. Just before we move on to the East on the bottom left half.
Yep.
You folks have listened to our podcast. You know, Steve put together a list, right? You had a list mm-hmm. of how many teams you felt could win the title.
Yeah.
And that list was how many?
Or I should say on February 1st, it was 21.
How many are on it? How many are on it now?
On March 1st, it was 20. And this morning, we got to 14. There are four teams in the West I have on that list, and Duke is not one of them.
Wow. What happened?
They have zero interest in playing any defense, Scott. You have to play defense in the tournament. They're going to struggle with Fullerton, I'm telling you right now, because that team is not going to have to answer one question about themselves. All they're going to be doing is answering questions about playing against Coach K. That's going to be tiresome. Every team that has a chance is going to think about the opportunity they have to end that season.
I hear you. I said it after watching them play against Carolina in person. They don't guard at all, and they got torched by Virginia Tech in the ACC title. I mean, I love what Young runs. Young's offense, his half court is so good. And yeah, granted, Couture hit like seven of his first eight threes in that ACC final. That makes you look like you're a great coach. But just their action in the half court is awesome. Duke, just, I don't know, man. They don't guard. I wouldn't trust him either.
Nope.
And so who else did you drop from the list that you had?
Let's see. We lost to win a national title.
Hard to win six in a row.
Michigan State, Marquette, Alabama, Providence.
But do you have the list of 14 in front of you?
Okay. Yeah, I have the list of 14 in front of me. So in the West, the four teams that are there are Gonzaga, UConn, Arkansas, Texas Tech.
As we hit each region, hit the teams that were from your list, because I like that. You've been consistent, and you kept this little list. Steve writes a lot of down. He has he squirrels stuff away, and he just has little notes. I don't know what he's doing. I never ask him. He's just writing stuff down.
Your memory if you write things down. I just agree. Tell people that.
I mean, then you don't have to remember. You just have to find your sheet. You have to remember where you put the sheet. that's a problem for some of us. All right, bottom left, we got the East. The one seed is Baylor. Give me the game in the East that you hope you see.
Oh, there's so many in this region.
I agree.
There's so much good stuff in this region, Scott. Mm-hmm. Here's what I want to see.
Yep.
Because it would be awesome. I want to see UCLA against Purdue to go to the Final Four. That's what I want to see.
Okay. The game I want to see also involves Purdue, but it would be Purdue and Kentucky. I want Purdue and Kentucky because Oscar Tshiebwe, probable player of the year, is an absolute man. But Purdue has several.
Yeah.
Edie and Trevion Williams. And I think it'd be fascinating to see how they try to guard him. I don't think Kentucky could possibly have a worse shooting game than they had against Tennessee in the SEC. Purdue doesn't, and they wouldn't against Purdue because, speaking of don't guard, they don't guard. But Jaden Ivey has as much upside to just catch your eye as anybody. He could have a burst between TV timeouts where you're just like, geez, oh, flip that dude. I would love to see Purdue against Kentucky in the East. This region's loaded with games. If I could call a 20-second timeout, tell you something I hate. I hate play the production if you want. I don't care.
Steve and I have lengthy lists talking about this guy or this thing or this whatever. Once a week, one thing a week.
Here's what I hate.
I hate that the committee makes Murray State play San Francisco, because those teams, you do this thing where you guarantee that one of them makes it, which I get it. You're trying to guarantee that you at least get one to the 32. But I wanted to see
sacrificing one.
It's exactly right. I wanted to see Murray against give me a 10. Like, the problem is who's on the 10 line. All the 10s are sort of from that same food group. I mean,
yeah, but just Murray against Miami and USC against San Francisco.
Done. Give me that. I would prefer, because that's what I want to see. I believe that San Francisco's good. Golden's going to get a big job, I think, if not now, soon. And why aren't people calling Coach McMahon? I mean, look at what
he don't understand that.
Like, if he doesn't get a big job this cycle and like from an SEC team, what are you doing? He's already recruiting that area. He's got adults on that team that would be stars in Power Five leagues right now. I just hate that those teams play each other where they could, you could put them up against a Power Five school. And it's more impressive if they beat them to the people that don't pay attention and know that they're good, that they're good teams.
Give people a little tip on that game, who they should take.
I like Murray.
Really?
I do.
Even though what the percentages say.
I don't.
Oh.
How heavy are they on Murray?
I thought it was like 85%.
Okay, then take San Francisco with all your lungs. Look, I told you, I'm not committed to handicapping. I just play.
I play blackjack.
If the world has Murray, it's okay. This is more, my brain says Murray. My eyes say Murray. But if everybody has Murray, I'll take San Francisco. I'm not committed. Okay. I'm easily swayed, as you just heard. Double digit seed that I like in this region to make the second weekend. We're taping on Tuesday night. They could be knocked out tonight, but I like Indiana. Team guards their half court defense. When they put it on you, it can be suffocating. Trayce Jackson-Davis. I like EK a lot from Wyoming. Enjoyed watching them play this year. Enjoyed that. That league's good. They got four in like we thought they might.
Yep.
But I think if Indiana can beat them, St. Mary's, I know, plays a lot of defense, but I think Indiana could make the second weekend. You saw what that second half run against Michigan, that war, sorry, where there actually is one right now. I'm not trying to be insensitive, whatever you want to call it. It was a really good game, hard fought game, whatever you want to call it, against Illinois. And then they had another good one against Iowa. I think their ceiling is such that winning two games and making the second weekend wouldn't be a stretch at all for Indiana. They'd have to win three, though.
Yeah, but it's been done. And what's crazy is UCLA was in their position last year, and they did
exactly. Who do you got? Who's your double-digit seed?
It would be Indiana. I have them on my list as teams that could win a national championship. So I believe in them. I really do. I think there's a tenacity there that Woodson just overplays because of his just chillness, I would say, on the sideline and the way he goes about interviews.
I dig him.
You could just
dig him.
Oh, I love him. I loved him when he coached the Knicks. I thought he instilled something there.
Yeah.
But it would have to be in the eye. I don't see San Francisco being able to do anything. I'm really interested to see. I think everybody's going to bet Virginia Tech, and Texas is going to beat them because all they did was watch Virginia Tech against North Carolina and Duke.
Probably.
And Texas is going to play probably some better defense than North Carolina and Duke.
Texas is one of the best defensive teams in the country.
So it's Chris Beard's time. This is why, you know, Austin got him. So I think that list, Akron, I'll take the points for sure against UCLA. That's a lot of points. That team could score. They should have beat Ohio State game one of the year. So that's a little dog, a little puppy dog money there. But I'm with you on Indiana. I think they're real. And then from the list in that region, I took Baylor off the list. I don't know what it is. I think they need the extra big in the tournament with Chachua getting hurt. I thought that was huge. And I don't see them winning a national championship. So in this region, I have UCLA, Indiana, Purdue, Kentucky as possibilities to win the national championship.
That's Steve's list that he wrote down.
Yep.
Top right, South. Mm. Game you want to see, go.
It's got to be Zona Nova.
No doubt.
Right?
Sometimes you don't have to be cute.
Yeah.
Don't have to be cute.
Although I will ask this, okay? Because this will be a high-level game. Who do you make the favorite, Houston, Illinois?
Probably.
Think about that game inside.
You want to talk about adults. talk about some men on the floor. Yeah, how about Houston? Like KenPom, I think they're fifth KenPom, and they got a five next to their name as a seed. Lenardi nailed that when he came in here. I said, who's a fan base that's going to be like, how are we seeded this? He said Houston. And there they are at a five. That's comical. I think I'd favor Houston.
Okay.
And they're hard to play against. The game I want to see Arizona Nova, because Nova with Jay Wright, watching the Big East tournament last week, good God, those games. The energy, the building, Gillespie, when push comes to shove, he just makes, he's got Sam Cassell gesture, okay? Find me a wheelbarrow for Mr. Gillespie, because he's unafraid. But that, like, Jay, that program, what they become, right? I mean, the identity, knowing who they are, knowing what they are, having been through it a lot. And this Arizona team with Tommy Lloyd that, like, I don't know if it's not done at Arizona, but Sean Miller deserves a ton of credit because a lot of those dudes are his guys, like all of them, I think. And they can go. Holy crap, can they play? I watched that Pac-12 title game, turned it on. UCLA was up a dozen. And before the next TV timeout, Arizona led. They got dudes, man. Dudes. Benedict Mathurin is going to be a freak at the next level.
Give it all to me.
You said you want to buy all the stock. I'm like, I don't know how you're going to get any when I already got it all. you can't buy any of it. You can't buy what isn't available. It is nothing on the market. But just Zona as the one, the team I have winning it all, by the way, against the team in Nova who's done it a lot and just doesn't typically blink in big moments. That would be a great game if we get it. The double-digit seed here, this is the region I struggle the most with. Because, like, have you seen one person suggest that Ohio State's going to beat Loyola? Me. I haven't. Good. You like Ohio State?
I do. That's a really good game against Nova. That's going to be tough. I just look at Ohio State and obviously how crazy that fan base is and all that comes with the brand of Ohio State. I just think, like, they needed this compared to what was last year. Last year, they go all the way to the Big Ten final, go toe-to-toe with Illinois in an unbelievable game, and then they didn't have it, and they lost to Oral Roberts.
No, how do I put it? When you watch a game where the top seed loses, there's a lot of things that happen, and one of them is just you feel the weight of the moment on the high seed team. And you see them struggle to carry that weight. And you saw it last year. Washington was excellent for Ohio State last year. He was awful in this game. And you feel bad because, like, that was his last moment in college. He was so good for them all year. And on the other side, you had a fearlessness in Oral. They just didn't blink. O'Banner, Asemus, they didn't care. No. Like, run it back. Check ball. What's the score? You know what I mean? And I agree, Steve. They enter with zero expectation. They've been injured. They've been bad late, lost a bunch of games. And people are talking about Loyola. Like, give me Ohio State for the limit.
Yeah. Yep. I'm with you there. I'm confident in the double-digit seed in this one. Who? I think it's Michigan.
That's who I wrote down.
Because the teams that they're going to play haven't seen anything that they bring to the table. And I'll tell you one thing, like, what that locker room has gone through the last couple of weeks, but also seeing that other Diabate do what he could do, that guy's an X factor. That if you don't have somebody that could contain that guy, he could be a nightmare for you. So I have Michigan in the Sweet 16.
Dickinson is their guy.
Yep.
I wrote down a different freshman's name for them, and it's Caleb Houston. He can score and he can shoot it. They need him to. He's the kind of guy that can score double digits or score four. You're going to need to get a dozen to beat a good Colorado State team, and then they'd face Tennessee, who's red hot off of their SEC tournament win. But if I had to pick a double digit seed in that region to make it, I'm with you. I had Michigan. Before we move on, a couple of things I want to mention. First, you want more NCAA tournament talk? Check out Bald Men on Campus with Jay Billis, LaFonso Ellis, and Seth Greenberg. They drop their big tournament preview podcast Monday. We'll have two more episodes for you every week throughout the tournament. Also, my guy Stanford Steve and the Bear, as we talked about in our podcast, they just dropped a new episode of their show, Stanford Steve and the Bear, giving you their plays for the first weekend of the tournament. You can follow Bald Men on Campus and Stanford Steve and the Bear wherever you listen to podcasts. Finally, watch NBA Today, 3 Eastern, noon Pacific on ESPN and the ESPN app. You can also listen to that show as a podcast. All right, that leaves one last region. That's the Midwest. The game I want to see in the Midwest. This was a hard one for me because I really like LSU. I really like them. And there are a number of games it would be fun to see. Just the contrast in styles with Wisconsin, if it happens. But I just want to see Iowa against Kansas.
Yeah.
Because Iowa right now is playing offensively as efficiently as anyone. They can spread you out. They got three or four guys that are all capable of making threes and getting hot while they make threes. I mean, they scored 112 on Northwestern. Look, you can tell me, I get it, Northwestern. I don't care. They're playing a Big Ten team, and they scored a buck 12 on them. I think they scored a buck 12 on us in College Park. I mean, they can avalanche you. Kansas, they'll guard you, and they can score toe-to-toe. Agbaji has elevated his game. They've got talent all over the place. I don't know. I wouldn't have an answer from McCormick and Lowe, but that's just that game, if it happens, is the one I want to see.
All right.
What do you got?
You know what I want to see?
I don't.
Providence and Wisconsin to go to the Final Four. How mad would people be?
Why?
Just because everybody keeps calling those two teams lucky all year.
I mean,
I understand everybody with the metrics and close games and what is it? Who looks down on you? Could you win close games? Is that
I don't know. I that's
the net. The net, is that the net?
Maybe? I don't know. Not anybody with common sense winning close games. You can tell me it isn't sustainable. I get it. But would you rat? So if they lost two, you'd like them more? That's stupid. don't say stupid things. Okay. It doesn't make any sense. Providence being a 2-point favorite against South Dakota State was the most predictable thing ever.
Yep.
And the world is on the Jackrabbits.
Yes.
The world. You like Providence?
I don't.
That's not because they're not good. It's because South Dakota State, they're like second in the nation in scoring. They shoot almost 50% from three.
Yeah, they're stupid. They have fourth, fifth year guys. They could shoot it. I'm fascinated in the game though. Like that's one of the first games Thursday. I'm fired up. That and Michigan, Colorado State. I think we get right off the bat. Starboard. What's up?
You're going to be
that
there.
That place going to be at noon. Yes.
Oh my.
St. Paddy's Day. Starboard.
Wow.
Good to go.
Fake opening. Shout to my friend Monty that runs a Starboard Dewey Beach, Delaware. Hey, we're having our season opening. You don't close. Bars just open. That's what people do in Dewey Beach. They go to the Starboard and they smash orange crushes and watch the tournament. I got a double-digit seed that I don't like. I love.
Whoa.
Guess who they are?
Miami.
Yes.
Me too.
We got way too much of the same. We're like an old married couple finishing each other's sentences here. Cam McGusty, Isaiah Wong, Charlie Moore, who's played for every team in America. They have experience. They can score it. And they play USC and then an Auburn team who, I mean, they look a mess.
They ain't playing in the jungle anymore this year.
No, they're not. And look, their ceiling's been great. But away from home, you can have them. And I like Miami. I like Miami to make this. Like these other ones I picked because it's like, all right, well, here's I like Miami is what I'm telling you.
I totally agree with you. Larinaga, I mean, he's done it plenty of times. I just comes in, doesn't say much. And then sure enough, his team's up with 2 minutes left. And you're like, this guy's going to beat us again.
Yep.
How'd he do that?
He is.
Who's your Final Four?
Arizona, Iowa, which I'm going to regret when they go up in flames, but so be it. This was the one that I flip-flopped on because in my heart, it's Purdue.
Yeah.
But what I wrote down with my hand was Kentucky. So it's Arizona and Iowa on the right-hand side. It's Gonzaga and Kentucky on the left-hand side. I have Gonzaga and Arizona meeting for the title, and I have Arizona cutting down the nets.
Mm.
Kirk Reese's injury is problematic, but if you watch him play, they don't need him to be great. He can be a difference maker because he's capable of...
Kyrie plays way better defense.
I agree. Kreese is a way better shooter.
Yep.
But they have length, they have talent, they play such a fun brand to watch. They're so freaking connected on both ends. The way they pass the ball, and everyone can pass, dribble, and shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not shoot. There's a couple guys I wouldn't want shooting.
But no, but they have more than most teams.
Just when I watched them, go back to the days of Russillo. How good is your good? Mm-hmm. Gonzaga's good. Arizona's good. It might be the best good that I've seen. Other teams have stretches. Like Iowa's good shooting the ball. Like they're going to score 100 on somebody. They do open with Richmond. Real quick, you were in the building for that. Shout to Coach Mooney and the Spiders. Oh, that's an incredibly awesome, incredibly experienced team. They were my favorite team of championship week because they were down big in their first. What?
Because why?
Well, because I bet them.
Yeah. won and covered every game.
No big deal. But I look, he was a guest on our pod. I think we made it pretty clear. I like the guy a lot as a guy. He's been through it down at Richmond, like driven by signs that like wanted him fired.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had as experienced a team as anybody in America. All those dudes came back and stayed, but they erased big deficits against Dayton in the semis. I want to say it was St. Louis in the beginning, in the first round. No, they played Rhode Island and they were down in that.
Yeah.
They were down in that. And then they had to come back. Pretty sure against St. Louis. I might be imagining that, but I know they had to come back against Dayton, and they had to come back late against Davidson, who was the one seed from the region. They're not in if they don't win. And you were in the building when they won, and that's what conference champ. See, that's why it bumps me out when the committee just ignores what the value of that is. I get you are what your body of work is, but when you tell me that the conference tournament doesn't matter to your body work, then why are we playing it? You know, outside of like a Richmond that gets in because of it. Who do you have winning it all, Steve?
I guess it's time to answer that one. I have Villanova winning it against Gonzaga. My Final Four, and this is what I do, just so people, I don't hate your teams. I'm going to tell you what I hate coming up.
Okay.
All right. And you're going to hate it too. I go against the grain. I feel like I get a sense. I talk to a lot of people. I read a lot of stuff. I feel like, no offense, you're going to hate it, but that feels like everybody's pick, Gonzaga and Arizona. So I'm not having that. Everybody says Kansas or Iowa out of the bottom of that bracket. That's what's tough there to pick. I'm going with Purdue because I think everybody's picking Kentucky. And the tough one was Gonzaga and Texas Tech. I'm not sure Texas Tech could score enough. So, in all, Gonzaga, Purdue, Iowa, Villanova, Villanova versus Gonzaga, Villanova wins.
You did a better job than me because you chose things that are anti, I think Arizona's really good, and I picked them. I also think as I went through the bracket, and I just go, I look at it, and I'm like, what do I think? And I click it, right? And then I go back and I look at it and I go, there's no way because there's going to be so many, like last week was such a good example of how many upsets there'll be. And just looking at these numbers, the fact that Vermont's only catching 5, the fact that South Dakota State's only catching 2, there's a bunch of lower seeded teams that you see the level of respect that they're getting from Vegas.
Yeah.
Which, and you saw it all last week. I mean, last week was a great week for people who think like me and say, just give me all of your underdogs because I'll take them. And guess what?
Some of them or all of them?
Actually, I did have a few favorites, but the favorites I had last week happened to be the correct ones. So I hate what I look at after I fill out a bracket. I'm awful at it. But you got to ride with what you believe, which to me is Arizona. And I'm out there on a limb with Iowa, and that limb feels.
No, pretty. You're not. No, you are not.
I mean, no, I know a lot of people are because people have been caught up in watching what they do. It's just they're haven't given you a lot to believe in.
I got
Big Ten hasn't given you a lot to believe in the tournament lately.
No, and that's what hurts. Between listening to a lot of Kansas chatter, and I'm like, people like aren't buying them. Great coach job by Self. I'm like, they just mowed through one of the toughest conferences in that conference tournament. Like, it wasn't even they led the whole time against Texas Tech.
They did, but it was still I mean, it was not a coin flip. I mean, the game was still very much in doubt late.
I got two preseason futures on Purdue and Kansas. That's got my eye. Nice. It'll be interesting. Obviously, you ready for what?
What do you hate?
Here's what I hate.
All right, this is 6 years brewing, and it's happened to you a couple times, but I hate that I'm not going to be able to watch my alma mater in this tournament again. It sucks.
Yeah, it hurts
a lot. It sucks so bad not to be able to have your team. And I know everybody's trying and competing, but man, there's 68. We got to get in, guys. It's been 6 years.
That's a while.
Awful.
I think I did one big thing on this years ago that did that. There's no better feeling than waiting for Greg Gumbel to say your team's name. And last year, Maryland and UConn was the last thing revealed. They were the last two teams revealed. And I knew in my brain, well, we're in. And then when there's only two left, you're like, if we're not in, I'm murdering people. I don't know who, but someone is going to go down. Oh. And then you hear Greg Gumbel say, the Terrapins of Maryland. And you're like, woohoo! There's no, even if you know you're in, you know, like, even when you know you're in. Because the minute you see your name, then you get to see, okay, well, who are we opposite? And then immediately you look at your path.
It's an automatic, awesome hand clap you just do when you see your team's name there. And it's been 6 years.
Yeah.
Actually seven.
Sort that out, fellas.
Man.
For Steve, for the big man.
Brutal.
You had some over-unders for league conferences?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let me ask you a quick one before you get me to the numbers. Who needs a good conference tournament more than the Big Ten?
Mountain West.
Yeah, and I've been back and forth with folks on Twitter because apparently we put up some graphic about their teams being overseeded, and everyone's mad because they think BPI hates them. And the reason we hate them is because we don't have a TV contract with the Mountain West. And I said, well, if you watch my show, if there's another show on television that showed more Boise, Wyoming, Utah State, who didn't get in, who am I leaving out right now? San Diego State and Boise, Colorado State, San Diego State, and whom else made it that I'm forgetting?
Wyoming.
Did I not say them? I said them first. Whatever.
Okay.
We showed you. I like your league. I like your teams. No one can score, but that's because everyone guards their behinds off. But it's wild how much. Oh, it's because you guys don't have us on. I'm like, oh, well, we don't have the Big East on either. Do we screw them in the metrics? Because if we were trying to cook the books to make the metrics bad for a league, I guess we would probably try to do it to the Big East, wouldn't we? But we don't. So what are we even talking about? And by the way, I'm not in charge of the BPI, and I like your league. No one showed it more than I did. And by the way, you're 1-7 in the tournament in the first round since 2016. 1-7. Your commissioner said, we got to win some games. And that's because you got to win some games. You know, you got to win games. I watch your league. I know you're good.
Yeah.
But I think I watch the Big Ten and I think they're good. And guess what? When they go out early, you know what everybody does? They go, ha! You suck. No, they don't. It's a one-off thing, man. It's a 40-minute proposition. It's hard to win these games. I've said it a million times. I know everyone's sick of it. But what do we got for the totals for wins for the league?
Big Ten, I thought, was most interesting because you obviously have, what, nine teams?
Nine.
Playing games don't count. The number is 10.5.
I want to say over just because I'm Big Ten Scotty.
Yeah.
Documented. But if you get like two or three teams to go out early, now all of a sudden you need someone to go on a run.
Yeah.
I'll take the over.
Yeah. Felik and I talked about this morning on our pod. I think Illinois is critical to your success there.
That Chattanooga game, scary.
Yes.
Although Chattanooga doesn't guard inside. I mean, Coburn, he can't get in foul trouble because he should be able to get whatever he wants at the bucket.
Yeah. So Felica took over. He would rather have the over 9.5 for SEC than over 10.5 in Big Ten. And we disagreed on that. So the over under on SEC was 9.5. Obviously, Tennessee is huge for you. If you could get LSU, you get an LSU Auburn, which automatically gets you a team to the Elite Eight, which is huge.
I like LSU's team a lot. I really do. I think when I watch them, I'm just like, God, they got a bunch of guys. That league's got so many dudes. So many dudes.
It does.
Will Wade is not he's not their coach anymore.
He is not. He will not be on the sidelines.
That guy, man.
They do have to play Wisconsin in Milwaukee. That's a tough one.
Well, you're the six. You don't get any breaks. Them's the breaks. That would be, though, an incredible bracket of who would drink more. And when they went to Lambeau, when they met in Lambeau, we tried to warn our friends up in Wisconsin. Listen, we understand how you view yourselves. Just know that a different species of human is coming. They're out of beer, and like they're out of beer Thursday. So they're out of beer Thursday. They had to bring
you gotta be careful about the brown water.
Well, that's a whole other deal.
Because they just put that in the back pocket.
I was gonna say they sleep in that. Just put on a snorkel and lay down in it and let themselves baste. LSU Wisconsin drinking bracket. Wow. Woo. Pick them. Anything else on the tournament?
I don't think so. I just feel like it's as good as it gets.
Love it.
The matchups are incredible.
You know what the most fun part is? The most fun part, because we talk about this a lot. You want to be right, right? Yep. You're like when you talk about stuff, you just want to be right. Particularly when you're sitting where we are, because you kind of have to be. Because when you're wrong, you just get heckled by people. When you're right, you get no credit. When you're wrong, it's, hey Steve, nice pick.
Shut up.
Exactly.
Shut it.
What I want to say, I can't, because it just get bleeped. I can't wait to just have a podcast where I can cuss.
Yeah, we have that.
That'll be my next life. I wish I should have done play by play, because apparently you get $30 million a year if you do that. I think I could call, get 3rd and 6. Was that good? Here comes the blitz. I just want to just put this out there for anybody that's doing football. I'm your guy. $20 million. I'm in there. House of bugging. What was I talking about? You want to be right. You want to be right because that's how this works. But when I sit here right now and I'm looking at this blank bracket, the most fun thing is knowing that I have no idea what's going to happen. And I know it's going to be great. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. No doubt.
It's like the weirdest thing because, for instance, when you're little, you think about Christmas, you know, you'd ask for big stuff and whatever, and you knew even maybe you'd get something, one of the big things you wanted. But even if you didn't, you knew it was going to be great. But you kind of had a vague idea, right? Because you'd ask for some stuff. This is like Christmas where you have no idea, but who cares? Because it's going to be great no matter what. And somebody's going to go nuts and some big time team's going to lose. You're not going to be able to believe it. You know, I'll be texting her. Maybe I'll belly up to the bar next to you.
Yeah, come on over.
No, you guys, you're down at the beach.
Yeah, come on over.
I can't make that happen.
You could do it.
I mean, I could, but I'm probably not gonna.
I just want to finish with the last teams. I didn't get on the right side of the bracket that I have on the list. I count out the 15.
Yep.
Auburn, Iowa, Kansas, Villanova, Tennessee, Illinois, Arizona.
There you go. Those are Steve's 15. Teams. He wrote them down and he kept the list.
I still have it. Look at February 1st, still there. Just put it in your pocket, people.
I thought I was going to talk about NFL free agency because I like it, but I think this is. I think
you're
this
just
is
thinking of fantasy scenarios. That's what you're doing. I'm dialing not, in, like, hey, that
not really, not know, really. Like, I look at, I look, I think no, so. I look, that's not it. I look at the Chargers. They got Jackson. They got Mac. I mean, that defense. The AFC West is fun, man. That league's fun. That division, rather, is fun. They needed some help on defense.
Trevor Lawrence, all these toys, 2-quarterback league.
Good for Christian Kirk getting the dough. I always thought, I never understood why they didn't throw it to him more. Probably because he was on some of my fantasy teams. But I mean, put Kirk in the slot, just throw him the football. Huh? Sling it around down there in Jacksonville. Get him in LaVisca, start running some stuff. Huh? Get him out there in the flat, run the Texas. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Feels like a good time to shut up and let the podcast end. Good luck in your picks. If we didn't pick your team, it's because we hate you. especially Mountain West fans. Ignore all the highlights and positivity we showed you and showing your highlights and saying you're a good league. Just get mad at a metric I have nothing to do with. Just win some games. Whoever you are out there, it's time to win some games. Ready, break.